Thank you for your words, Casey. I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind telling our listeners, we're here in New York on the land of the ancestral land of the Stockbridge Munsee Mohican community, but wondering how your tribe is handling or has been affected by the coronavirus.
Well, first I want to say thank you for the land acknowledgments. And this is again one more poke at the federal government, but many of us in the indigenous communities were really offended by the song, "This Land Is My Land, This Land Is Your Land," from California, et cetera, et cetera. A colonist song, if there ever was one, and there was no land acknowledgments. Those things that you just did are so valuable to us to intersect as human beings. We believe Black Lives Matter. We stand by our relatives there. We stand by all humans who have an interest in growth and interaction. But here in Ponca country, you know what, Alexis? I totally spaced your question.
It was, how have you been affected by the coronavirus?
Thank you again. We're suffering. We've lost. It's hard to even discuss. You know, we've lost many wisdom keepers, those that have those knowledges from the past that they've carried over into this time. We're a people of oral tradition, and our knowledges are passed down from grandmas and grandpas and great grandmas and great grandpas, aunties and uncles, to the generations on how to live, how to be in this world. And many have left us. Many of our children, that our grandchildren and great grandchildren that we're used to being around all the time, have a full year away from us because they want to keep us safe. They're determined to do so. I know one family in the Oto Missouria tribe, that's our neighboring tribe here, where 22 members had that, because we lived in multi-generational families. We're all interconnected within our families. As I said, we were reduced to 200. Now we're up to 3,000. But there are many of us that are just family and clan and people that are having a hard time. But I want to also mention that we've had people within our Indian healthcare system. It bothers me on every level to say that, because we're not Indian. We're individual nations of indigenous peoples of this portion of Turtle Island, of this red quadrant of the Mother Earth. But our health services, while have been inadequate in so many ways, it's like you're not treated holistically. It's like going to the emergency room and you have something broken or messed up, that at that emergency room, they don't look at your history and treat you that way. That's very much like our health system, and poor things are, you know, the amount of money for our health care has been cut, because we're disposable. They've always tried to kill us. And so when COVID came along, many of our health care workers, frontline workers, just jumped into going and doing as fast as they can. And as a result, many of us are vaccinated now, before even our neighbors are. And so then our healthcare system is reaching out into our neighbors and helping the non-Indigenous people as well. So we're devastated. On one hand, we are losing people left and right, so many I can't even count them because of the comorbidities of our bodies. On the other hand, we're moving into an area where I'm feeling confident by this end of this spring, we'll be with our grandchildren and great grandchildren again. And thank you for asking.
I'm so sorry to hear about the losses that you've had.
May I also?
I'm crying a little bit.
Alexis, it's so painful. It's hard to talk about, and I appreciate your feelings as well, because part of the loss of our people is we also can't practice our traditional ways. We sit with our people after they're made transition for 4 days. We eat together for those 4 days. We talk about the stories. We connect with our families, and our babies are there with us. We can't do that right now either, you know, because of COVID. So the effects are more than I'm even able to tell you. And for you to feel that way means a great deal. Thank you, Alexis.
Well, I'm off the record. No, I won't go into that story, but I really appreciate you having the strength to share your story with us, Casey, here in New York, again on the ancestral lands of the Stockbridge Munsee Mohican Nation. We're out of time, but is there anything else that you'd like to add before we sign off?
I want every person that is listening to put on your warrior moccasins and to do something today.